Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hi, Michaela. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So I have a question for you.
Yes.
Have you ever made like a big life decision that you now regret?
I really try to live my life with no regrets, mm-hmm. you know, but... The Rachel haircut I got in seventh grade will haunt me forever.
Wow. I feel like there's a long list of people who are probably haunted by that.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about supermodel Bella Hadid. She just revealed that she had a nose job when she was only 14, and now she's saying she regrets it.
Yeah. And people are having very strong reactions to the news,
yes.
like social media does. And mm-hmm. they're putting a lot of blame on Bella's mom, Yolanda.
Yeah. Now, this is probably going to shock you to your core, but I have some feelings about all of this.
I know. Oh, my God.
I know.
I can't believe you'd have an opinion.
I know. It's wild. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Michaela Myers, filling in for Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, March 16th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So supermodels like Bella Hadid have lives that seem to be too good to be true to a lot of people, I would assume. Like, mm-hmm. they're always going to fabulous parties, they're wearing the best designer clothes, they've got adoring fans that are waiting to just turn on them at any second.
Yeah.
but there's still people who make mistakes and have regrets. And Bella just opened up to Vogue about one very big regret, which is getting a nose job when she was only 14 years old.
Yeah, this is a pretty big reveal for multiple yeah. reasons.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time Bella's admitted to getting work done. And it's also extra shocking because she says that she got the nose job when she was so young, at 14.
Yeah.
And she says that she actually regrets the decision. In the Vogue interview, Bella says, "I wish I had kept the nose of my ancestors," and adds that she thinks she would have grown into it.
Yeah. I mean, 14 is so young because your body's still changing. Like, you really have yeah. no idea, you know, what you're going to look like. Like, but to think maybe you'd grow into it is, I don't know. That's, you never
yeah.
really know. But
okay, so I'm going to reveal something.
Ooh, okay.
I had a nose job when I was 18.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So basically, I always wanted a nose job. My nose had a lot of, like, I had a bump. It was kind of, like, misshapen on the bottom. Uh-huh. But and I was very insecure about it. But even as a teenager, I wanted it. And my mom and I had discussed it. But it was something that was always like, when you're 18, we can revisit it. If you still want it, we'll discuss it when you're 18. Like, I was, you know, when I was a legal adult.
Right.
And I am glad I waited until I was 18 because it was such a huge decision. And it totally changed my life. It shaped a lot about who I became. And I think... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about a 14-year-old getting a nose job. They aren't you aren't fully developed. You do have a lot of insecurities. Yeah, things change.
It literally shaped you.
Yeah, it literally shaped me.
I mean, I've always talked about, like, I broke my nose in high school. I was a competitive cheerleader, you know, as in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Not a big deal. But I did break my nose during that, and I've always wanted to fix it, and I just haven't yet. But I'm fully for people fixing things they're uncomfortable with, but maybe not at such a young age.
Yeah.
You know,
it's that's very young to make such a big decision.
Right. And, you know, it is a surprise that she's talking about it, but she does stop at the nose job. And Bella has been accused multiple times in her career of having work done. But in the interview, she says she's had nothing else done to her face.
Yeah. So she's obviously been accused of this a lot. Like you just said, a lot of professionals have weighed in and said that they think she's had work done, brow lifts. You know, her eyes pulled back, the whole thing, lip filler.
Right.
But in Vogue, Bella shoots the rumors down again. She says that, you know, people think she's had a lot of work done because what she says is one picture of her as a teenager when she was looking puffy. And she also says, I'm pretty sure you don't look the same now as you did at 13, right? I have never used filler. Let's just put an end to that. I have no issue with it, but it's not for me. And she denies having her eyes lifted, as many people have suggested. She says, it's face tape, the oldest trick in the book, and adds that she has imposter syndrome, admitting that, you know, people make her feel like she doesn't deserve her success with these comments.
Yeah. I find it really hard to believe she's never used any filler. So many people use filler.
Yeah. And her lips, like, they look different.
Yeah, her lips do. But I do agree that at 13, you look different. Like, I remember Arisha found a photo of me from high school. And she was like, did you have plastic surgery? And I was like, no, but thank you so much. Like, that was the nicest compliment. So it's true. Like, you know,
Also, I will say that, like, I had the nose job. And then I looked at a picture of me when I was 19. Or no, I guess I was 17. So it was before the nose job. And then a picture of me 10 years later when I was 27. And my whole face looks completely different.
Yeah.
And at the time, that was the only thing I'd ever had done. You know, like, I'd only had the nose job. And my eyes look different. My cheekbones look different.
Yeah.
But that was part of growing up and part of, like, settling into my bone structure.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So, you know, this news of Bella's nose job isn't what people are really talking about. It's pretty much the focus is all about the fact that she had it when she was 14, which means... Yeah. Her mom, Yolanda Hadid, had to approve of it.
Right.
And some are even saying they think maybe Yolanda pushed Bella into getting a nose job.
Yeah. Yolanda's taken a lot of heat over this.
Uh-huh.
And you know social media is really coming for her.
Of course.
So one person wrote, how much do you want to bet Yolanda was the main one making Bella feel that way about her nose, then allowing surgery? Mm-hmm. Another person pointed out how Bella's face had probably not even stopped growing and developing at that point. Which I think is a good point to make.
Yeah.
Like, I read in, I think, the Vogue article, or it was another article, they said that they don't do surgeries until your nose has grown at least 90%.
Yeah.
But still 90%, you know, you still have 10% more to go. Or you're assuming, like...
Don't they say that your nose never stops growing? Is that
it
a myth?
It doesn't. No, it's
okay,
true.
Well then...
Your nose in your ears.
Right. It's terrible.
It is terrible.
They're like, we're going to have you looking as close to a troll as possible by the time you go out.
Exactly. You get old and hair grows out of your ears and they're so long and you have this huge honker. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's part of the lovely process of aging.
The joys.
Other people have referred to Yolanda as a bad mother and called her a menace.
Mm-hmm.
Such lovely people are so delicate. And another person wrote, no 14-year-old just wants plastic surgery just because, unless they've had a certain feature pointed out so many times to the point that they are insecure.
Which, you know, it is fair to note, she's 14. In high school is when people do the bulk of their bullying, at least the bullying that's not online.
Yeah.
The in-person bullying usually happens around high school.
Yeah.
So it's not crazy to assume that she was made fun of and had an insecurity about it.
Yeah. And I mean, I had like, a lot of people, I got made fun of my nose a lot when I was younger.
That's sad.
And it definitely, yeah, it sucked. It was a big insecurity of mine. But I think what, you know, I was the one that made it the worst for myself.
Yeah, like, of course.
I obsessed over it constantly. It was something I was always insecure about from the time I was young because it had been broken a couple times and it was bumpy. So even if other people hadn't affirmed that for me, I still would have felt deeply insecure about it.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. And of course, like, you know, even if Bella pushed for it, Yolanda still allowed it. And that's a problem. And this isn't obviously the first time that Yolanda's faced backlash over her parenting. I mean, she was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so she's, you know, ripe for the picking. She was on seasons 3 to 6. And in 2019, Bravo actually released some old clips. So Yolanda was put on blast again, and social media called her out for some of her problematic behavior toward her daughters and their bodies. In one of the clips, Yolanda's seen telling her teenage daughter Gigi to go on a diet.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah.
So these clips, I have feelings.
Okay.
Well, at the time, in the clip, you can see that Gigi's at a photo shoot with her mom, and she's really excited because it's her birthday's coming up, and she wants to eat all the food, and she says, you know, I want to eat stuff that's, like, going to give me a heart attack.
Yeah.
She's so excited to cut loose. And her mom isn't saying, like, oh, you can't do that, but she does say, you know, you have to stay thin in order to book work as a model, and says, you can only have one night of being bad, right? Then you got to get back on your diet because, you know, in Paris and Milan, they like girls just a tad on the skinny side.
This is, I hate this so much. I hate it so much. Like,
it's awful.
Yeah.
It's awful. Ugh. You only really need your parent to say that you should be skinny once in your life to mess you up forever.
100%. Yeah. And you will zero in on that comment and just nothing else will matter.
Yeah. And in another scene, Yolanda's seen discouraging Gigi from playing volleyball because she doesn't want Gigi to get too bulky.
Oh,
so she says, volleyball is a very masculine sport. Modeling is a very feminine thing. And mind you, Gigi was only 17 at the time.
Can we stop with this masculine sport, feminine sport bullshit?
That's so icky.
I know this was a couple years ago she said this. Her opinion may have changed.
Yeah.
But it's dumb.
It's dumb. It's dumb on so many levels.
And I didn't hear it then, so I'm yelling about it now.
Yeah, we're yelling about it now. And also, I think it's just so toxic to discourage your child from, like, if your child wants to do a sport, let them do the fucking sport, especially if you can afford it and make it happen for them. Like, encourage healthy habits, like, you know, teamwork and the social activity of having friends and also being athletic. Those are all great things. Like, to discourage her from that because she was afraid she's going to get too bulky is ridiculous.
I mean, teamwork makes the dream work. We all know that. What's the real dream here? So obviously, you know, whether Bella was pressured by her mom or not, we don't really know. But we do love her being open about this. And, like, it's important for people in her position to be open and honest about these things if they feel necessary.
Yeah.
And in the Vogue interview, Bella also shares her struggles with mental health and the impact that that's had on her life and her career. And she's opened up about her struggles with depression and anxiety before. Like, in the past, she's posted selfies on social media of her crying as a way to share her issues with her fans. And in the Vogue interview, Bella reveals how she faced a big burnout in January of 2021. And we were all like, same. And we're not models.
Same. We made it through 2022. Or 2020.
Right.
Yeah.
So she says she wasn't herself and she needed to take some time at a treatment program. And ultimately, what led to that decision was that she said she felt under a great deal of professional pressure and after weeks of waking up in nearly suicidal despair. So that was the breaking point for her. And that's really sad.
Yeah. That's really sad. And I think it's so brave of her to talk about it because we need to hear these people that we look up to as role models and, like, that we see as perfect.
Right.
We need to hear them talk about being human. She also opened up about being constantly compared to her older sister, Gigi, who we all know is also a very famous supermodel.
Yes.
When she was growing up, she said that she was the uglier sister and claims that she wasn't cool or outgoing like her sister, Gigi, and said, unfortunately, when you get told things so many times, you do just believe it, which true.
Yeah.
That is true. If you're constantly getting told, like, you're not as pretty as your sister, you're just going to have a lot of insecurity about that. She also said that she had incredible insecurities, anxiety, depression, body image issues, eating issues, intense social anxiety, and said that she hates to be touched.
Wow.
That's
a lot.
It's a lot. And she even reveals that she suffered from anorexia in high school and says that she still has body dysmorphia, has trouble looking at herself in the mirror, even today.
I mean, that's, you know, for somebody who's a supermodel, that's tough.
It's tough. For sure.
Like, it really goes to show that you don't know. Like, people put on a brave face, they do their thing, and you have no idea what they're going through, you know?
Yeah. And I am so, I just think it's so cool that she's opening up about it. Yeah. And having, like we said, having people in the industry open up about this to us, it's important to hear.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have had work done. Like, it's, mm-hmm. and I'm fully, like, I fully support. If that's something you want to do, do it. And I also mm-hmm. think that we don't need to force people to talk about it, but I do think that in the case of, like, the Kardashians, where you're selling waist trainers, but then not being honest about things you've had done to actually attain the things you're saying the waist trainer can do.
Right.
Or if you're in an industry like Bella and you're a famous model and you're putting forth this image of beauty, I think it's good to be open and honest about it when it can lead to people trying to attain the same thing in an unhealthy way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we, you know, we look at these people and we think, you know, Bella's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's very cool that she's admitted to the nose job. I think it's important to, I think that's really great to be able to be open about that. I also, you know, it's something I'm torn on because I think, like, it's not anyone's
right.
business what we do to our bodies. Yes. And I think that there are really two things you can do, which is don't talk about mm-hmm. it, and that's fine. Keep it to yourself. Or, you know, at least don't lie about it.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think is a problem when people deny getting work done that's so obvious that they've had it.
Yes.
Because you're setting this beauty standard that's not attainable and telling people that, oh, I just grew into mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think everyone should take note from you, Michaela. Go on a podcast as a guest and just spill all your tea.
Spill all your tea. Everyone here is finding out about my nose job.
Yeah. Your mom's like, wait, what? I thought we decided no. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Michaela Myers, filling in for Risha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.